Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, April 17th. In today's episode, India blocks claim to limit BJP to 150 seats in Lok Sabha 2024. Rahul Gandhi remains non-committal as Robert Vadra gets vocal about Amethi Lok Sabha seat. PM Modi's attack on Prince of Congress, BJP vs Mamata Banerjee on Ramanavami, Election Commission orders X to remove some political posts, and Dubai's unprecedented rainfall affects global air travel. Now news from the campaign trail. First, the India block. In their first joint press conference today, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav spoke on their joint agenda of defeating the BJP on the last day of canvassing for the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Yadav said, and I quote, PDA, Pichhda Dalit or Alpsankhyak, will defeat the NDA, National Democratic Alliance, unquote. Adding that from Ghazipur to Ghaziabad, BJP will face a total loss. While Mr. Gandhi said, and I quote, this is an election of ideology. On one side, there are RSS and BJP, who are trying to finish the constitution and the democratic setup. On the other side is the India Alliance and Congress, which are trying to defend and protect the constitution and democracy, unquote. Adding that India bloc will ensure that BJP is limited to 150 seats this election season. Addressing the media in Ghaziabad, Mr. Gandhi said Congress compromised on seats in service of the India bloc as a whole. As per the seat-sharing pact in UP, the Congress is contesting 17 seats, the Samajwadi will fight 62 seats. Samajwadi has also given one seat to Trinamool. But on the question of going to Wayanad and not Amethi, the former Congress bastion, Mr. Gandhi remained neutral and told the reporter, it is a very BJP question. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, Smriti Irani unseated Rahul Gandhi, ending his 15-year reign in Amethi. He added that he is a soldier of the party and will abide by the decision of the Congress Central Election Committee. Meanwhile, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's husband, Robert Vadra, has given multiple interviews insisting people of Amethi want him to contest. Despite Mr. Vadra's very vocal desire to run for Amethi, the Congress party is largely silent on the prospect for the seat. On the BJP's allegation of Parivarvad against the opposition parties, Akhilesh Yadav said, and I quote, the BJP people should today take a pledge that they will not give a ticket to any family member and will not appeal to any Parivarwala for votes, unquote. Moving on to BJP, PM Modi held rallies in Nalbari in Assam and Agartala in Tripura today. Taking a shot at the opposition India bloc and especially Rahul Gandhi, he said in Agartala, quote, here in Tripura, the Congress and Communists are in alliance, but in Kerala, they are fighting against each other. Everyone knows the Congress prince, after losing Uttar Pradesh, ran away to Kerala, unquote. Whereas in a press conference, BJP's Sudhanshu Trivedi attacked the India bloc presser. He said, and I quote, Akhilesh said, from Ghazipur to Ghaziabad, India Alliance will win and BJP will finish. They do not know the boundaries of UP. Why not Gautam Buddh Nagar to Balia? Both of them are scared and they are not willing to contest elections from UP. Gandhi family is also running away from UP. Unquote. While in Bengal, State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said in her rally today, quote, these are dark times. This is going to be a scary election. It's a government of the agency, by the agency, and for the agency, unquote. The Bengal government has been at loggerheads with central agencies on multiple occasions this year, including the arrest of former TMC strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan to the alleged attack on NIA by a mob in a recent raid. Meanwhile, social media platform X said on Tuesday it withheld some posts in India containing political speech from elected politicians, political parties and candidates for office after the country's election commission ordered their takedown. Elon Musk-owned X said it disagreed with the election commission's order. In a post, it said, quote, we call on the election commission to publish all of its takedown orders going forward, unquote. In other election news, Tamil Nadu's ruling, Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam or DMK, has filed a complaint with the state chief election commissioner, accusing the federal agencies of tapping the phones of the party's leaders, including Lok Sabha candidates, their friends and relatives. Breaking from breaking news, a former nurse in UK lost her life due to a tragic case of mistaken identity and medical negligence. According to the Metro, 73-year-old Pat Dawson died in September last year at Royal Blackburn Hospital in Lancashire. She worked as a National Health Services or NHS hospital nurse for over 30 years. Dawson was taken to the hospital due to a bowel emergency. She stopped breathing once, but was okay after an emergency CPR. However, when she stopped breathing again, the hospital staff said she was a do not resuscitate, which means a person who does not want to be brought back to life after a stroke or attack. But after an inquest this year, it turns out the staff read some other patient, a 90-year-old man's note. If they were vigilant, Dawson could probably be enjoying her retired life today. Now back to news. Chaos reigned in various key locations and one person has reportedly died in Dubai as unprecedented rainfall and flash floods engulfed the city. Meanwhile, 19 people, including school children, died in neighboring Oman due to floods a day before. The same storm traveling from the Gulf of Oman is responsible for flooding and disaster across the UAE. The crown of UAE and the usually dry and arid region had a year's worth of rainfall in one single day, according to a CNN report, resulting in the situation. The 10 inches of rainfall was the highest ever since records began in 1949, before the country was established in 1971. The storms picked up strength early Tuesday morning and continued to pour down more rain and hail. Though the rain eased by evening, flash flooding resulted in clogged roadways, flooded malls, and a barely functional airport runway in Dubai, said to be one of the world's busiest. Dubai's flagship carrier, Emirates Airlines, has stopped all check-ins for Wednesday. Over 500 flights, including 28 Indian flights, both inbound and outbound, have been diverted, delayed, or cancelled, as the weather department predicts more rain and more storms today. Scientists have linked the unusual weather to climate change, saying exceptional storms will become more common in the future as the planet warms. While some meteorologists have claimed cloud seeding, a way to create artificial rains in the desert city, may have exaggerated the result of the storm. And lastly, ISRO Chairman S. Somanath announced on Tuesday that India aims to achieve debris-free space missions by 2030. Addressing the 42nd Inter-Agency Space Debris Coordination Committee, or the IADC, he said ISRO has a very clearly laid out plan as far as space exploration and space utilization are concerned for the upcoming days. The IADC members include almost all major space agencies globally, including NASA, JAXA, which is Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, ESA, European Space Agency, and many more. Mr. Somnath, who is also the secretary in the Department of Space, said, and I quote, "It is one of the intent or initiative of India to ensure that debris-free space missions are conducted so as to ensure the sustainability of space. I would like to make this initiative a declaration today. Possibly this can be discussed and debated in the coming days. This initiative aims to achieve debris-free space missions by all Indian space actors, governmental and non-governmental, by 2030. India also encourages all state space actors to follow this initiative for long-term sustainability of outer space." Unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.